Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show. Glad you're here. Rob Arrow is with us, folks. Rob is a new friend. He's head of local product and engineering at eBay and vice president of product development at Mylo.com. Mylo.com is an eBay company, and we've had some of their folks on before. Rob is one of our new victims there at Mylo, and he's here to talk to us about what's going on these days in the marketplace right now, this season. Rob Arrow, welcome to the show.
Thanks so much, Jim, for having me. I am a huge supporter of small businesses. Obviously, Mylo, before it became a part of eBay, was its own small business.
Absolutely.
I was a part of it when we were only five people.
Wow. Well, I've had some of your folks on before. In fact, I'm trying to remember who it was, but way back, and I'm pretty sure it was even before you guys were purchased by eBay. And anyway, it's been a long time ago, but we're glad to have you here. Let's talk a little bit about some of the things that's on your mind, I know that one of the things Mylo does is it helps consumers find products basically in their area. You've got a platform that sort of aggregates the availability of products in a local marketplace, don't you?
Yeah. So we currently have around 50,000 stores across the country.
Any small companies?
Both small and large. There's a pretty big focus on getting small retailers on board to take advantage of our system, take advantage of our traffic.
It doesn't cost them anything, does it?
No.
I mean, all they got to do is tell you about themselves and what they have to offer, and you guys tell the world about it, right?
Yeah. So we support 3 point of sale systems and make it as easy as possible for small retailers to upload their inventory to Mylo, mm-hmm. and make it searchable across our platform to eBay, to our website, Mylo.com, and our mobile applications.
Right. And why wouldn't you do this? I mean, this is another example. Rob, this is another example of what I'm trying to help small business owners understand. If you're a small business, if you're a Main Street small business retailer, especially, you don't have to stop being the charming company that you are, the charming little brick and mortar company that you are. But you do have to do some things to meet the 21st century age of the customer expectations, don't you?
Yeah, completely. Trend of e-commerce, 95% of people still shop locally, which is a huge number, and it means that there's still a very large opportunity for any type of local retailer, and we at Mylo and eBay want to empower this number, mm-hmm. for both any shopper who's using their mobile device or shopping online. We want to empower them to still come into the store. You know, mobile is a big consideration, especially this holiday. We recently did a survey, and people will 60% of the time use mobile to do a price comparison, but 40% of the time what they're really looking for is whether or not something is in stock near them.
Well, even if they don't, you know, and I'll tell you something, even if they don't know about Milo, and I know there are only two or three people out there who don't, but even if they don't, they might just want to say, okay, I know this company is in my town. I think they sell what I need. I don't want to go over there right now until I know they have what I want. So I just like to call them. I'm in my car. I'm walking through the mall or whatever. I just like to call them. And so that they need to be able to find you online and have a hot link on your phone number so they can call you. I mean, these are the new expectations, Rob. And what I'm trying to help small business owners understand is that these are things that you don't even know are expected of you if you don't personally own a smartphone. I'm telling small business owners, get a smartphone, because you can't know what the expectations are unless you're experiencing the power that people have in their hands these days.
Yeah, no, completely. It's great to get in the mindset of your consumer, especially just to see how they're reacting to modern technology.
Well, that's right.
Really,
go ahead.
And there's a lot of platforms out there today that can really empower the consumer, but also empower you as a small business. You know, in some ways, Milo is almost like having another sales associate
right
in your store.
Well, you Milo know. Is putting local search on steroids, isn't it, really?
Yes, I guess that's a good way to put it.
Yeah, well, I mean, see, I'm beating them up about local search all the time. I'm telling them, guys, you got to be prepared. You got to be structured. You got to be optimized for local search. Local search is the best thing to happen to a small business since the PC. And you got Milo. You actually help them find the product, not just the company, but the products inside your four walls. The other thing that I wanted to ask you: are small business owners reluctant to put their price up on your site?
I'm sure there are some people who are reluctant to put the price up on their site. It's just a matter of the innate nature of people. But you know, a price isn't really a consideration for everyone. In fact, we did a survey this holiday season, and a lot of consumers, set aside a specific budget. 41% of consumers plan to allocate half mm-hmm. their holiday budget to buying local.
Mm-hmm.
And this is an average of around $350.
Right.
So they want to help their community.
Right.
Yeah, I sort of have this theme.
Rob, hold on to that thought. We've got to take a quick break. Rob Arrow is with us, folks. He's with Milo.com. I'm Jim Blassingame. I'm with you. We'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.